Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we are learning Yeridaya Simin Kuf Chaf Beis. Kuf Chaf Beis Se'if Hey tells me a din that we know already. The same din appears at the end of Tzadi Tes, which is a Keli Shadarko L'Shtamish B'Shefa, according to the Rashba, is going to be Mutter. The Torah asks the Kasha, how could it be mutter if I'm gozer keli she'eno ben yomo atu ben yomo? Certainly, I should make the gezera on that keli itself. And the Beis Yosef answers that depends on what ishriya halacha lamaisa. The Taz and Sadi Tes basically says that you can only be meko on keli shadakol shdamishu b'shefa if it is also a davar that is pagum. However, the Shach over here seems to reject this din entirely of Davar Shadakol Shdamishu B'Shefa. It's kind of one of these half a word Shachs, a half a sentence Shachs. He writes, Hara'ah v'hator hisigu abazet. No? So, even though the Taz earlier in Tzadi Tes paskins like this din b'miktas, but over here the Shach rejects this halacha in Gantz, and I believe we developed this at some sort of length when we learned Sadi Tes. Kuf Chaf Beis If Vav is one of the most important dinim in Yerideya, which is the halacha that Stam Kelim Shom Nachrim is Einam B'nei Yomon. Stam Goyish Keli is presumed to not be Ben Yomo. This actually has a makar in Avodah Zarah on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses kuspin sha'ovdei kechavim. Kuspin is like some timurim, which is basically the residue that remains after making beer. So kuspin sha'ovdei kechavim, the Gemara discusses, is it only going to be mutter in a kli katan, not in a kli gadol? Maybe it's mutter in all kelim. And the Gemara answers that according to the Mandoma, that Nosin Tan Lufgam is mutter, so the Kuspin for sure is mutter. That if you hold Nosin Tan Lufgam is mutter, so Machlokas HaTanoim in the fifth parakav of Avodah Zarah, whether we pass in Nosin Tan Lufgam is mutter or not, but since we pass in it's mutter, so therefore there's nothing to talk about and it is going to be mutter. The next Gemara basically says that Mishcha Shlika Da'armoy is going to be mutter. That the Goyisha oil is going to be mutter. There was an opinion in the Tanayim that they asked for Shemen Shel Nachrim, but later on in history they said the Shemen Shel Nachrim is a mutter, and we pask in even Mishcha Shlika Darmoy, even if the Goy cooks, the oil is going to be mutter. Now the Kasha is, how can these things both be mutter? Don't you have to worry that the Keli of the Nachri has treif in it? If the keli of the Nachri has treif in it, therefore I should be choshesh that it treifs up my food. So the Rishonim develop a yisod based on these two gemaras, the Bali HaTaisis have it here on Lamed Ches on the base, that you see that we hold that stam kelim shel nachrim are einam b'nei yomon. That stam keli of a goy is presumed to not be ben yomo. And the Bali HaTaisis explain that the reason for this rule is because it is a spek sveika. Spek sveika. Maybe the keli was used in the last 24 hours, maybe it wasn't. In Tim Saloma, it was used in the last 24 hours, maybe it was used with something that's going to be pogame at this machal. And maybe it was used with a dover that's not nosing time at all. Now, it sounds like that is spek sveika. It sounds like that is three sveikas. Nonetheless, apparently the Bali HaTaisvis are saying that the suffix that was used with a dover that's not nosin tam at all is the same type of thing as a suffix that it wasn't used. Right? Mali, if it was not used at all, Mali, if it was used with something that's not nosin tam, ki uzeh. And therefore, the Bali HaTosis are meiko, and the Rashba, the last Rashba in Sha'ar Dalid, is meiko as well, and that's what makes it here to the Yerideya that we pass in Stam Kelim of Nachrim is not b'nei yomon. Now, since the reason why we're passing Stam Kelim of Nachrim is not b'nei yomon is because of the Svek Sveika, so hu hadin, if it's Kelim Shal Yisrael, it's going to be permitted, because the same Svek Sveika applies, no? That means if someone cooked food for me, and it's a Jew who is not Shomer Kashrut, and he cooked food, no? So b'di'evet, I could neman, I can assume that it's going to be okay, because dam kelim einam b'nei yaman, bein shel nachrim, bein shel Yisrael. That's b'feirish in the Shulchan Aruch, se'if vav and se'if zayin here in kuf chaf beis. There are dissenting opinions. We had this, if you remember. Actually, let's go slowly. When we say that some kelim are einam b'nei yaman, that means all kelim with the exception of knifes, knives, no? A knife, the assumption is dirty. And therefore, because the assumption is that the knife is dirty, so whether or not it's ben yomo doesn't matter because it's going to be dirty, and we paskin l'cha'ora, like the opinion in Kuf Gimel, that if a keli is dirty, so the fact that the dirt is more than 24 hours old does not make it nosim tam afgan. Right, we had an opinion, we attributed this opinion to Rashi in the Sugya of Korch HaChiltis, but lahalacha we assume that if it's dirty, it doesn't matter if it's Eino Ben Yomo, and therefore at the beginning of Tzadi Vav, we said that knives are different. And that's what emerges from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Ches. That even though I pass in that Stam Kelim of Nachrim is Einam B'nei Yoman, but the Gemara in Chulin says that if you shochet b'sakin shogoi, if I shecht an animal, and you hold somehow that the Beis Hashchita is going to be Roseach, so therefore it's going to Aser. No? It might Aser to take klipa or something, but Asers. Why does it Aser? Don't I assume Stam Kelim Einam B'nei Yoman? Teretz is a knife is different. A meser is anderish. A knife is different, right? And therefore, we don't say stam kelim einam b'nei yoman by knives. That's befeirish in the Tosfos in Chulin on Ches, no? In the parallel Tosfos to this Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, in the Chulin Daf Ches, they assume that stam kelim of knives are presumed to be dirty, and therefore einam b'nei yoman does not apply. The man ha'emes, there is a dissenting opinion entirely, which is, we quoted this at some point, the Minchas Yaakov, I think we quoted this at Minchas Tzadivav, I just was looking quickly and I couldn't find it, on that sugya of knives. So the Minchas Yaakov writes that goyim are more makbid on cleanliness than Jews, no? That stam nachia man kiyusa v'kapti. Goyim care about cleanliness. You look at the Yidden, Mamish, Achinu b'nei Yisrael, they're machmir that it's the 9 days all year long and they don't shower, Mamish, against your freilach. Maybe freilach for them, not for us. Right? But the Jews are not as machbid on nikayon as the goyim are. That's what the Minchas Yaakov says. And that would mean that even though stam kelim of nachrim are einam b'nei yaman, it's going to be mutter. But what we have in Se'if Zayin, that stam kelim shel b'nei Yisrael is also einam b'nei yaman, the point is Minchas Yankiv is a rejected opinion. And la halacha stam kelim shel b'nei yaman, shel b'nei Yisrael, you have to be choshish for. It happens that in the Beis Yosef, actually not really in the Beis Yosef, in the Beda Kabayis. In the Beda Kabayis, you have an opinion of the Orchis Chaim about the butter that is made by Jews. The butter that's made by Jews, and they're not makbid on Chemas Nachrim. So if a Jew made the butter, so it could be the Orchis Chaim says that the keli is going to be usher. That means that this Archos Chaim is assuming la halacha that stam kelim of, and the footnotes on the Beis Yosef point this out, the footnotes in my Torah Beis Yosef that I have near my seat point out that this opinion in the Beda Kabayis is saying that only stam kelim shel nachrim einam b'nei yoman, but by Yidden you have to be more makbid. So there are some opinions out there which dissent in that direction. In the other direction, we see dissent as well, which is the Rambam. The Beis Yosef over here writes at length. It's almost like a full page of Beis Yosef, no? That Maimonides never writes Stam kelim are einam b'nei yonon. Never. Why not? Not clear exactly. But it could be that the Rambam denies the Svek Sveika. You see, to be matir based on the Svek Sveika, we run into some difficulty. It's actually, there's an interesting stipler in Avodah Zarah, Simen Tes Vav Os Dalet. The stipler over there writes that Taisus says we're makel based on the Svek Sveika, but I don't understand. Taisus in Ksubis on Tes. It's like probably one of the most famous yeshivish Tosis in all of Judaism. Tosis in Ksubis on Daf Tes writes, but by the way, that's an interesting yesod, no? You could be yeshivish in Judaism, you could be yeshivish not in Judaism, like Yeshiva Fal Pel Har, right? But Tosin Ksubis on Daf Tes develops an idea that to be a Svek Sveika has been based shamos. Svek Sveika Mishem Mecha doesn't count. Right? And right in the sugya of Pitoy, Kitana has it in the Ones, right? Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. So Tosis develops a yesod that Svek Sveika has to be from Shnei Shemos. Over here, Bachor, the Svek Sveika is Shem Echad, the stipler asks. It's Shem Echad presumably because what's a Svek Sveika? Maybe the guy used the keli more than 24 hours ago. And maybe the food that I'm cooking now, whatever the guy cooked earlier would be pagan in the food that I'm cooking now. That's called Svek Sveika. That's called Svek Sveika Mishem Echad L'chora. So the stapler says, I don't understand how there could be a Svek Sveika over here and how you could be Mako. Because what's a Svek Sveika? What? Is it nice in time of Gam? Is it not nice in time of Gam? Whether it's nice in time of Gam because the kale is not used in the last 24 hours, whether it's nice in time of Gam because this particular food is poging this particular food, it doesn't matter. That is called Shem Echad. And if it's Shem Echad, that Svek Sveika Mishem Echad doesn't count. Reb Kiva Eger over here is bothered by this kasha, although obliquely. I mean, there's a few Reb Kiva Egers that's important. First of all, there's a Reb Kiva Eger who says that when we tie the Rambam disagrees, it's not just the Rambam, that he found the Rashi in Yuma also. And Reb Kiva Eger, Dibar Maso, De Hevi Svek Sveika, Reb Kiva Eger seems to be bothered by this kasha, that what he means is Svek Sveika Mishem Echad. So it could be that the Rambam denies this Svek Sveika because he holds a Shem Echad. Now, if I remember correctly, when I learned Ksubis, Domani, again, I'd have to look through my notes well. I don't have the type of memory that I remember this stuff so well. But Domani, that the Rambam never quotes this idea of Svek Sveika Mishem Echad being different than Svek Sveika Mishdei Shemos. If that's the case, this cannot be the chat in the Rambam. The yesod that Tosis developed, that Svek Sveika has to be Shnei Shemos, I don't think that could be the pshat in the Rambam, because to the best of my knowledge, the Rambam never mentions that Svek Sveika has to be Mishnei Shemos. But Al Kopanim, within Tosis, it's difficult. How can Tosis assume that we're Mekel based on Svek Sveika when it's Shem Echad? So everyone is mitzayin to the Shach and call a Svek Sveika Os Yud Beis. The Shach over there writes that if in the Svek Sveika, if the Safek HaRishon is matir more than the Safek HaSheni, and presumably if the Safek HaSheni is matir more than the Safek HaRishon, so that's going to be a Svek Sveika, even though it's Shem Echad. Meaning, right? And the Feivel in the Badei HaShulchan over there on page Reish Chaf Gimel, in Klali Svek Sveika, the Feivel explains that in our case, the Safek HaRishon is matir more than the Safek HaSheni. Let's think about it. Safek HaRishon is maybe this pot was not used in the last 24 hours. That would mean, l'cha'ira, that any food I cooked in this pot would be mutter. Safek HaSheni, that maybe this particular food is poging that particular food. L'cha'ira, that's only matter this particular food. If I have a particular food that nothing is pogame, so Safek HaSheni won't work on it. Since quantitatively, Safek HaRishon is matir more than Safek HaSheni, so the Shach Tain is that even Aliba de Tosvis, this is considered a Svek Sveika, and that L'cha'ira is that Lecha'ora is the pshat over here. It's funny that in that small essay of the stapler writes, I'm not holding enough in the rules of Svek Sveka to answer this kasha. And when you think about it, the stapler, the man was unbelievable, no? And the stapler says, I'm not holding enough in the rules of Svek Sveka. I found that ma'od, ma'od, ma'anyein. Okay, so this is the yesod of the Taisis that we're make on Stam Kiyom Einam B'nei Yoman because it is a Sefek Sveka. Mr. Eichenbach.
You say like there's two types of noticing time with God, and like one where it wasn't used yet, wasn't used in less than 24 hours, and one where it's actually fucked.
So the question is, why would one of those Svekos be better than the other? I mean, the Tosis is saying that, but the question is why that would be true. There might be a reason why it would be true, but this reason would go against what we're saying. The Drisha over here asks Akasha. The Drisha asks, maybe you cook a davar, maybe the guy cooked a davar that is charef. And if the guy cooked a davar that's charef, so then what? So then even though all it should be play game, but it's not true. Now, the footnotes on the Drisha say, one second, Drisha, we never saw that if I cook a davar hapo davar charef, it will aser more stuff. Right? It's the opposite direction. But nonetheless, we are not makel on... Nonetheless, we're makel over here in the Svek Sveka. Right? What about if a Jew would cook a davar charef in the pot? What about the second food that you cook is davar charef? Shouldn't we aser it then? So it could be that you still have one suffik, no? Because if the davar, when it's be'en, is pogame, right, we spoke about it, and so davar charef doesn't help. In the Gemara of Achbara b'shichra, no? When the squirrel falls into the beer, or the squirrel falls into the vinegar, like the suffik in the Gemara over there, no? So we say that something which is the din of davar charef is that it reinvigorates taste that used to be good, became bad, it brings it back. But something that was always bad, so based on that, something that's always bad, davar charef doesn't bring back. Based on that svara, you might be correct that the two svekos are operating on different planes. But based on that, I have to deal with the other issue that Tosis mentioned, that maybe you didn't cook something that is nosing tam, klal v'ikar. That third suffix. In the Chelkas bin Yomin, I don't understand why he does this. He's mefalke over here, that maybe it's three svekos, not two. It seems to me that the third suffix, maybe the thing is not nosing tam at all, is no different than cooking in the last 24 hours, unless we're in davar charef land, but he doesn't say it that way. Okay, Zosain. Now, the Rush, Sof Avodah Zarah Simin Lamed Hei, the Rush asks Akasha. The Rush says, okay, dude, you're being mako based on a Svek Sveka. Why are you not just mevareret? Bring a guy, a kvela, let him taste it, and that'll be fine. Svek Sveka l'chorah doesn't help a makom that's efshel v'rurei. So why don't you just ask a kvela to taste it? That's the Rush's kasha. So the Rush says something which you can interpret in a number of ways. The Rush says, oh, we don't say that you bring a kvela. That's what the Rush says. We don't say you bring a kvela. Why not? So there are different ways of saying it. One way I could say it is that Svek Sveka is the pshat that there's no leidas hasafik at all. A suffix, again, if I shouldn't use this expression as often as I do, but if you're Rosenzweigian, so you question about how Svek Sveka works. Is Svek Sveka based on probability? Or is Svek Sveka that it's like a formal din? Chazal say that suffix is also, if it's a suffix, the eraisa. There is no din at all that a Svek Sveka is going to be aser. Right? The Mishnah in Avos writes, Histalik min ha-Safik. Svek Sveka is not even called a Safik. May suffik means I have one doubt. If it's a double doubt, ken zayin, it's not called a suffik at all. And therefore, one could argue you don't even have to be mevarer. Do you have to be mevarer spek sveika at all? We could learn the Rosh, that what that Rosh is saying is a fundamental yisoid, that you don't have to be mevarer a spek sveika klav ikar. A spek sveika is not even considered a leidas hasafik. Alternatively, we could say that spek sveika, you have to be mevarer, but you only have to do the type of birur that would actually be mevarer. The guy is going to taste it. The guy is going to tell me there's no time. Now, that might help me, it might not help me. Ken zayin, that the guy, that I'm cooking meat in this pot, in the goyish pot, and ken zayin, the guy cooked meat in the pot beforehand. And the reason why the kfeila doesn't notice any flavor of goyisha food is because the goyisha food is exactly the same as the kashera food. No? So it can zayin that when the Rosh says, I'm not mevarer isvek sveka, ayudek timas kfeila, it's because it won't get me out of a suffix. It's almost like the svara that many mefarshim say. You know, years ago, the Radzina Rebbe came up with Tcheles. And many of the Afreinim said, you know what, I don't know if the Radzina is right or he's not right, but Al Kopanim, it's a suffix. Suffix Dairais and Lahachmir. So some say, no, 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 you only say suffix Lahachmir if Achareke Chlos Hako, you'll be Mavara the suffix. I'm going to wear Radzina Tcheles. Maybe it's not Tcheles. So I don't know. I'm not going to say suffix, right? I'll say suffix Lahachmir when I can be Mavara it. Similarly, I'll say, bring a kfeil to mevarer the suffix, but over here, the suffix won't be misbarer.
So if it was different food, you need it. If it was different food,
so then if it would be a different food, but I don't know what the guy cooked. I take a goyish pot. I don't know what he cooked. Maybe the guy will tell me what he cooked. So the Shach and the Taz already discussed. Quote, the Maharshal says you trust the guy if he tells you what he cooked. Right, and the Chelkas Bin Yamin explains it's some sort of like Pesha Asar. The guy told me he used the pot, so I trust him what he used it for. But the Shach and the Taz both disagree. They say, Asher pihem diber shav. Right, that goyim zeizenin liganels. They lie. Asher pihem diber shav, and you can't trust them. But Hayotze, what I'm getting at is like this. The Rosh says, I do not rely on Timas Kfeila. That could be because, as a formal matter, we do not have to be Mevarer Svek Sveika at all. The Ramah at the end of Kuf Yud, the Ramah in Simin Kuf Yud Se'if Tes, sounds like you don't have to be Mevarer Svek Sveika at all. Svek Sveika is a formal din, two jumps, no beer is necessary. That could be the pshat in the Rush. Alternatively, the pshat Rush could be no, that normally you have to be Mevarer Svek Sveika. But Kfeila won't be Mevarer. Normally you have to be Mevarer Svek Sveika. But the guy, when he says what he used it for, Asher Pihem Gidrashah, doesn't help. The Nafkamina, of course, is what the Pischei Tshuva over here quotes. The Pischei Tshuva quotes that there's a difference between Se'if Vav and Se'if Zayin. You see, Nishalat Hasha'ela, how come I need to say both Stam Kehom Shom Dachar, Einam B'nei Yoyman, and Se'if Vav, and I need Se'if Zayin that says Stam Kehom Shom B'nei Yisrael, Einam B'nei Yoyman? Why don't we just have one din, Stam Kehom, Einam B'nei Yoyman? Why do I need to say Vav and Zayin? Now again, this could be like for technical Shulchan Aruch writing reasons that like we pick up on Makoros where they are, but it could be, and the Pischei Tshuva over here quotes something different. The Pischei Tshuva quotes that maybe Stam Kehom Shom Dachrim, the pshat is you don't have to ask the guy what he cooked because it doesn't matter. But Stam Kehom Shom Bnei Yisrael, you got to ask the guy, you got to ask the Jew what he cooked beforehand. You have to try to be mevarer. That would be against this Ramah. Because the Ramah at the end of Kuf Yud says, I don't have to be mevarer Svek Sveika. By the way, if you look in the Shach there, it's Katan Samach Vav. The Shach is naive to show that there are many poskim who disagree with the Ramah. The main poskim say you have to be mevarer Svek Sveika, the nafkamina might be how we understand this Rama. That might be a nafkamina. One last nakuda that I want to mention is as follows. In Simen Kuf Gimel, we noted that the three Megadim is Marek to go through all the dinim of Kalim, and the din of Kalim Shena Menei Yomban, porcelain Kalim, like we spoke about in the Chacham Tzvi, and the Minchas Yaakov got by Kli Cheres, what I'm making say of Eno Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo. That's found over here in the Pesach Tshuvas, and it's also found in the Prima Godin in Kuf Gimel, Sif Seidas, Os Yud Zayin, Ba'arichus. Now, the Prima Godin writes that if I have a Keli She'eno Ben Yomai, and I decide to use it deliberately, let's say I'm a Jew who didn't learn Yerideyan or Yeshiva, and you know that Eino Ben Yomo isn't a problem. It won't answer. So you go and you take your Keli She'eno Ben Yomo and you cook in it. Says the Prima Godim, you're not allowed to use the food because that's Mevatla Nisr L'chatchila. That you have in Sadi Tess. Eino Mevatla Nisr L'chatchila. And the din of Eino Mevatla Nisr L'chatchila is a Knas Midrabanan. That we don't want you to finagle with Isurim. The Prima Godim is assuming that Eim Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila is a halacha not only based on dinim of bittul, but you're not allowed to make an Isur play game L'chatchila as well. And he brings a raya from Simin Lamites, where the halacha is as follows. You're supposed to check the lungs of an animal for treifus. Let's say you shecht an animal and you leave the lungs on the table, and some fox comes and steals the animal's lungs. So you don't know if it was a kosher or a treif. So the din is, the animal's kosher. You don't assume that it was a treifa. No? That's the halacha in Yerideya. Let's say I have the lungs of my animal, and I take them, I throw them in the garbage. Says the shech, that's considered imavat when it's from chatchila, and the animal becomes treif. Based on the same knas. Even though there's no real bittul that's going on there, no? I'm not throwing the lung into anything else. I'm just chucking the lung out. Still, Eim Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila. The Prima Godim says, again, he read Sarachiyons, because he always read Sarachiyons. Prima Godim says, Hu Hadin, if you use a Keli She'eino Ben Yomai, it's going to trafe up your food. It's interesting to note, and the Bible points this out in Simen Kuf Gimel, in the Biurim, on page Reish Chaf, that it's beferish in the Rashba. The Rashba over here that we mentioned is the last Rashba in Shar Dalet. The Rashba in Torah Sabayis HaOruch writes over here, can I ask a guy to cook for me in his pot? Once I assume Stam Kelim Eino B'nei Yoiman, so can I ask a guy, hey, Fido, Ignatz, cook for me? Is that permitted? So the Rashba says, no, you can't do that. Why not? So if you read the Rashba over here, he says, that's like Eim Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila, if you did it. In other words, if the guy's cooking for me, it's like I'm cooking. And if I were cooking the pot, the Rashba, right, the food would be treif. Because that is Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila. Halo davarhu. That's a winner of a Rashba, no? Now, it happens that the Rashba himself is inclined that maybe if I'm asking a restaurant worker to cook for me, it's going to be better. Because restaurant workers are very mapped on their kelim that they should be in them b'nei yoiman. And if it's not really a spek sveika, it's like me ikar hadin, it's for sure mutter. That's what the Rashba says. Now, the Torah Sabayis HaKatzar writes, even though you could ask a restaurant worker to cook for you, because the kimbush are clean, but you shouldn't do it. About nefesh should be machmir. And the Prisha explains that this is based on the other din called timtum halev. Right? This is the type of halacha you would like. Timtum halev is a halacha that appears in Yeridei Yisim and Pei Aleph in the Ramah, based on the Shuvas HaRashba, that Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to all of the nursemaids to nurse. Okay, to Jewish nurse need. He didn't want to nurse him a guy. Why not? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak with the Rabbeinu Shalom, he should be betrayed. And from here you see, says the Rashba, that tarfus, when it's ingested, even beheter, it has a certain effect on your neshama that won't allow you to develop in Torah well. And it's not only a din on Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a din on anybody. The Prisha understands that when the Torah says a kutzer over here, it says that you should be matmir, not to have a goyish restaurant worker or cook for you. That's because of this din of timtum haleich. This din that tarfus has ingested, right, even beheter, etc., don't do it. And this is a bigger chiddush, that even though you know that the chilis in the benyomo,
in any case,
don't any tarfus at all, right? In other words, the case of Moshe Rabbeinu is a pshat, it's treif milk. But the baby's using it like for pikuach nefesh, don't do it. Right? Or go out of your way to avoid the pikuach nefesh, do it, but go out of your way to avoid it. Over here, we're talking about davar that is no sin tam of gam that you should avoid, and that still is considered some sort of timtum halei. That's what the Prisha understands as tarsifais of concert. That's already an interesting chiddush on its own. Now, halacha l'maisa, the Pesachei Tshuva over here quotes that although the Rishonim assume that restaurants are going to be better than arkadim, because restaurants, according to the Rishonim, are for sure they're makbid that the keli isn't ben yomo, but the Pesachei Tshuva over here quotes that in restaurants it could be more chomer. Because if you have an ani who only has one pot, you can't say stan keli eni ben yomo. He uses the same pot. He's a poor man. If you have a restaurant, they're constantly cooking and cooking and cooking, you can't assume stan keli eni ben yomo. Rav Shachter likes to quote that one of the prominent rabbis in Manhattan gives a kula that you're allowed to eat dairy out. And this, should I turn off the recorder?
Probably.